We're at the Bellevue Tavern with the 1st District Republican team, New Jersey General Assembly of Mike Donohue and Frank Conrad. This is just before what I think is a really big night. Anytime you're on stage with a man who will probably be the next governor of the state of New Jersey, that's a big deal. Mike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Pumped up. I feel like I'm back in high school waiting for the football game to start. I played here in Middle Township, by the way. No, you're right, Harry. It's fantastic. It is great to share stage with a guy like Chris Christie anytime, but especially during this campaign where he's doing so well. He's carrying the banner. He's in great position to pull this out, and we want to help him down here, and we certainly need his help too.
Frank, your thoughts?
Same as Mike. I'm excited. He knows I'm like the Energizer Bunny here. I just love the energy and the feel in the room is just excellent. Chris, being the first town hall down in Cape May County, he realizes that Cape May County and the 1st District as well as Atlantic City and Atlantic County are very important to the state of New Jersey, and he's showing it by starting down this way. So I'm very excited.
I don't get out much at night because I have a very early call in the morning, but the occasion to be here tonight with the next governor of the state of New Jersey, Chris Christie. And I believe two brand new assemblymen in waiting, Mike Donohue. Wife Jean is in the house tonight, and you know, we have to give it up to the spouses and Frank's wife Liz here tonight because, of course, all of our wives put up with so much with hours away. So, Jean, thank you, and Liz, thank you for being here. You know, I was thinking about I only have a moment because nobody came to hear me speak tonight. What I would say in just a quick 60 seconds, and that is that this is a truly historic election. I believe that Chris Christie is truly a historic man. He has already shown us at the federal level his ability to lead. I am so impressed. People ask me, Harry, why are you supporting Chris Christie? And I just begin to tell them. I say we can trust Chris Christie. When's the last time a candidate for governor in New Jersey said something that really in your heart you really believed that you could trust it, that it wasn't just some shtick, some campaign thing? We have a lawman. We have a man with a tremendous depth of purpose, and he's just a truly gigantic figure. And Chris, I know you're going to be the next governor of the state of New Jersey. We can trust Chris. These are incredibly important times. These are very serious times. And Chris has already articulated a winning message of lower taxes, bringing business back to the state. Look at Frank Conrad, self-made businessman. Look at Mike Donohue, self-made businessman. And I think that clearly we need them. They're winning right now because their message is a winner, and they're both winners. It is my distinct privilege and honor to introduce the next governor of the state of New Jersey, the Honorable Christopher Christie.
Well, it is... It's a great night to be in Cape May County, and it is a historic place to be. So I thank all of you for taking time out of your lives to come and talk with me tonight. You know, we've been doing a series of about, I think we've done seven now, kitchen table talks around New Jersey, Ocean County, Monmouth County, Camden County, up in Sussex County. And those talks have gone so well in terms of informing me even more about what's really on people's minds, what their concerns are, that we decided as a campaign to expand that to bigger groups and to do a series of town hall meetings across the state of New Jersey. You are the first one of those here in Cape May County. We'll be doing another one on Saturday in Morris County, my home county, and we have a number scheduled between now and the primary. I learned as U.S. Attorney that an indispensable part of leadership, in fact, I think, one of the biggest parts of leadership is listening. Now, you get in trouble as a leader when you think that all wisdom resides between your ears. And that is the first step to failure. And the fact of the matter is, the problems that this state has are serious ones. It's taken us years to get here. And we're not going to fix them overnight. And we're not going to fix them alone. We're going to have to work together to do it. And we can talk about a number of different things tonight. I'm going to speak briefly at the beginning so that I leave the rest of the time that we have available tonight for your questions and my answers to those questions.